from KQED.
Starting next week, newly convicted low-level felons who used to be sent to state prison will be sent to county jails. Those who go to jail in Los Angeles will find a system under siege. This week, Sheriff Lee Baca publicly denounced an FBI investigation into his agency after an LA Times story revealed federal agents paid a deputy $1,500 to smuggle a cell phone into Men's Central Jail. Baca called the operation illegal and unacceptable. Over the years, there have been a number of allegations of police brutality, but it's usually the inmate's word against a deputy's. Most of the time, there isn't an outside witness. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California has delivered three. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark has more.
LA is the state's largest jail system, and for decades, it's been under scrutiny for a pattern of abuses by deputies. A federal civil rights lawsuit 35 years ago led to court-appointed monitoring by the American Civil Liberties Union. The group's latest report to the court finds incidents of jailers brutalizing inmates at epidemic levels.
I hear somebody screaming.
Paulino Juarez is a chaplain. In this ACLU video, he described what he saw while volunteering at a downtown jail.
I see these three deputies beating this person, and they were punching him. I saw the body lying down on the floor. I was shaking.
Every year, the ACLU documents dozens of allegations of abuse at LA County jails. What gives this year's report new force is that the claims don't just come from inmates. They come from civilian witnesses, including a volunteer writing tutor and two chaplains. Retired FBI official Tom Parker helped the ACLU prepare the report. During his career, he's overseen investigations of the Rodney King beating and other police corruption charges, but he says those abuses pale in comparison.
The evidence I've seen in my investigation as a lifelong criminal justice professional is absolutely overwhelming. It's systemic violence, it's misfeasance and malfeasance to the highest degree, and there is a prevalent and long-term pattern of this going on.
Parker and the ACLU are calling for the resignation of LA's Sheriff Lee Baca.
Sheriff Baca and his top management have totally abdicated their responsibilities to provide a safe, secure, corruption-free incarceration environment.
The sheriff's office said Baca was unavailable to respond for this story. In an interview on Fox 11 News this week, he defended his ability to manage LA's severely crowded jails.
And let's make one thing clear. Inmates attack deputies. Deputies can't just let that happen. Mm-hmm. They will use responsive force. And the whole idea of how this all happens is investigated thoroughly.
The sheriff says the county has its own office of independent review, and all allegations of deputy abuse get a second look from the office's Michael Giannacco.
My responsibility is when every case comes in to make sure it gets a thorough investigation, and if it proves a violation of misconduct or policy violations, that deputies are held accountable.
Giannacco says claims of deputy abuse from inmates and even eyewitnesses often don't hold up. In fact, he says they looked into Chaplain Paulino Juarez's claims.
The interview of the inmate shortly after the incident that was captured on video did not match up with what the chaplain believed he saw with regard to the extent of the force, the extent of the beating.
But ACLU lawyers are critical of the whole process for how these complaints are investigated. They say routinely, accused deputies are in the room when an inmate is interviewed about what happened. They point to the case of Gordon Gerbovac. He spent a week in an L.A. jail on charges that were ultimately dropped. The floor he was on is notorious for having abusive deputies. While he was there, he says two deputies, unprovoked, slammed his head into a glass wall several times.
There was blood all over the floor, and then the supervisor had come and asked what happened. I told him that these two sheriff's deputies assaulted me. And he said he would be right back. And during that process, when he left to go get the video camera, one of the white sheriff deputies told me to change my story or we're going to teach you what we do to people like you around here.
The ACLU plans to file a civil rights case against the sheriff's department soon. The FBI is also probing claims of deputy abuse at LA County jails. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.